Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I will just give you the heads up that today's program, I think, is going to have just a different feel. Whether that's good or bad, I'll leave in your hands to judge. I'm just being upfront with you. I would prefer not to be here today. I would prefer right now to be in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem or, well, anywhere in Israel right about now. I have obligations here, as you know. I'm not talking professionally. You know, that stuff you can put aside and move on to something else. That's not the point. Family, obviously far more important than any of that. Heidi is off on her musical adventure, and I think I shared with you in the past. She's been gone for, I want to say about 10 days. I guess I could look at the piles of laundry, and I get some indication of how long she's been gone. But the boys and I said, look, you work really, 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 really hard as the executive director of Cast Cats. And make no mistake, it's not an easy job. And so we kind of put our money together and said, you deserve a vacation. And Heidi loves music. Absolutely just loves music, loves live music, loves concerts, loves anything related to that. And that was actually her job out of college. And then she gave all of that up when we got married and became a full-time mom. I wonder if every once in a while she looks back and says, huh, I don't know, that other job was a little bit easier. But we said, you need to go. Well, we don't want you to go, but you know, you need to go for a little bit. Go, have some fun. So she has been visiting with one of our friends, and it's an interesting thing. Our pal Pete lives in London, outside of London. And he comes and visits us, and we have a great time hosting him. And then Heidi goes over there, and they've got the same sort of musical tastes, if you will. His wife doesn't, and I don't. So it's really an interesting kind of a thing that's developed through the years. But we're all good friends, and so we said, we're going to buy you the airplane ticket, and we're going to, like, put together a couple of bucks for concert tickets and hotels and all that other good stuff. And I made most of the arrangements. Now, she had to do, again, some hard work, but she did it. So that's where she's been. And so I have had total Julia duty. Now, I love Julia. Make no mistake about it. Julia is, no offense to anyone, she's my favorite person in the world. And it can be difficult. But we had one of these home visits today that I had to take her to school, that I had to pick her up from school, get her set up, and all of this stuff. And it's October the 7th. 1 year ago today, 1,200, 1,300 innocent people were slaughtered. Now, these were not people who were combatants. Again, these were innocent people. In fact, they were very young people, for the most part, at this concert, this Nova concert. And it was a concert for peace. It was a concert that these young Israelis were attending, were part of, because they were sure they could live in peace with people in Gaza. And it was only, I don't know, a mile or so from the border with Gaza. And in the midst of their concert, terrorists flying in, these handheld little parachute sort of things, and they just started slaughtering people. And as if that were not enough, last year around this time, it was the Hebrew holiday of Simchat Torah. Now, you may be asking, well, is today Simchat Torah? It's not. Because remember, we've got a lunar calendar that we use in Judaism. So it's a different sort of a thing. But we are in the midst of what Jews refer to as the 10 days of awe. The time between Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year, and Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. And during these 10 days, you are really supposed to be examining things, really thinking about things. Hey, did I hurt anybody this past year? Could I have done more? Could I apologize to that person I did something wrong to? Can I apologize in advance to a person that I didn't do enough for and say, you know, next time I promise I'll do more? I mean, that's really what we do during these 10 days, a lot of self-reflection. And so I've been doing a lot of self-reflection in between changing diapers and cleaning and cooking and all of that good stuff. So while I talk about my family, and you know I talk about them a lot, and I get angry emails sometimes because I don't really care about your family. I don't want to hear about it. Well, okay, well, what are you going to do? Today, I'm thinking not just of my immediate family, but I really am thinking of the Jewish people writ large. And we are seeing the most brutal, vicious attacks on the Jewish people we have seen in a generation or two. Today at VCU, you've got Antifa with bricks and other implements. Now, this will not make the legacy news media because there's nobody in the legacy news media that actually cares enough about that story. I'm not necessarily talking about reporters. I'm talking about people at the editor's desks. They're not going to cover it. I'm going to mention it to you. I have, as you probably know, I've got a lot of friends. I got some really solid friends. Let me tell you something. People you could call at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, hey, don't ask any questions. They go, okay, just tell me where. That's a friend. So I have friends who have said, you need to know what's going on in the city. You need to know what Antifa is doing. That's not just one person who has shared that with me. That's multiple people that have shared that information with me. And nothing's going to happen to these folks calling for the slaughter of Jews. Nothing. Colette McKeachin proved just the other day that you can call for the slaughter of Jews. And if you are arrested and charged, I mean, you will face punishment. You will have to write a one-page paper on freedom of speech. No telling if you can use crayon or if you're going to do it on your computer, if you can simply use emojis. I would imagine there'll be a lot of emojis in those one-page papers. Who's going to collect them, by the way? Who's going to read them? Anybody going to correct them? Anybody down there at the CA's office in the city of Richmond that has a red pencil that can go through and correct the errors? Or no, I guess not. So I sat here this morning early, because Julia's home visit wasn't till 11 o'clock, so I had a couple of hours here to do some stuff, but I sat. And I tried to get stuff ready for the show today, and we've got some people that I hope will join us, and some people that they may not join us, and I'm not going to be really upset one way or the other. I'm hoping that the people we have chatted with will be here, and if they're not, they're not. It's okay. But I will tell you, because I don't lie to you as part of this program. Some people are very uncomfortable with that. Some people say, oh my God, that's going to make us look like this or look like that. Don't say this. I don't care. I will not lie to you. You are kind enough to listen to this program, and the very least that I can deliver to you is honesty. And I will tell you that I sat this morning. I got a pretty cool situation, right? Got to watch Julia, but I got to get ready for this program. And I'm sitting actually on the couch in the living room with the laptop looking for stuff. And I listened to a lot of stuff and I watched a lot of stuff. And I just closed the laptop and put my head in my hands and I wept. So there you go. That's where I was early this morning. You're not going to hear the normal music today, and that is intentional. You heard at the top of the hour the Shema. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And I know there are people that don't speak Hebrew, and that's okay, and we joke about it on Fridays and say if you're Hebraically challenged. Well, if you are Hebraically challenged in that regard, that means hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. That's the fundamental underpinnings of the Jewish religion. It defines everything that Judaism is all about. We were the first monotheistic religion. Other great religions, the Abrahamic religions, come from Judaism. Now, you can practice what you want, and I'm not getting into a theological discussion. I'm simply saying that defines who we are as a people. I'm going to share a little bit more of my thoughts, my feelings on that today. And I'm going to invite you to be part of this. You may or may not have thoughts or feelings on this. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. You would reach us on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I'm just curious to know, is today's one-year anniversary of consequence and meaning to you? Did you forget about it? Because it's okay if you forgot about it. It's not going to hit everybody the same way. But I am curious because I'm here. And I'm going to be here until 6 o'clock this evening. And then I got to go take care of dinner for Julia, which is, again, no offense to anybody, far more important than anything else I'm going to do. I'd like to know. 833-804-1140, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. You tell me. Have you seen quality coverage of this? Or do you think it's being buried? Are we going to hear about the vicious anti-Semitic activities on VCU's campus today, or will that be buried? And what are your thoughts? 833-804-1140, Chronic Care of Richmond text line. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 1,300 innocents in Israel. I mentioned the young people who were at that Nova Peace concert. Right, they were the whole concert was dedicated to two-state solution. We're going to have Israel, and we're going to have yet another Muslim nation on Israel's border. Okay. Oh, and it'll all be fine. It'll all be fine because we're going to live in peace. Well, here's the odd thing about this: since 1948, the founding of the modern-day state of Israel, all that Israel has asked for is to live in peace with their neighbors. Israel was given the crappiest piece of land that you could find on planet Earth. And they made it bloom. The Israelis took a desert. And they made it bloom. The Israelis were told, look, this is the best we can do. It was, take it or leave it. Well, of course. We said, we'll take it. Why? Because it's our homeland. Because Jews have been living there for thousands and thousands of years, long before Islam was a thought, long before Christianity came into the world. And there were people who said, but, it's a desert. I mean, what are you going to do? It's a desert. And they said, we will make it bloom. Now, you take a look at Israel. And you take a look at what Israel produces and what Israel has been able to do. Oh, by the way, you people going to live there in Israel? No fresh water, really. I mean, there's some, but it's not a lot. You got a really salty sea over there. Good luck. We'll take it. Israel, one of the first to desalinize water and make it potable for their people. I mean, that's what Israel did. That's what Israel...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What continues to try and do is live in peace with their neighbors. I don't know exactly how it goes. I do believe, I mean, I heard the report, and no offense to my friend Charles Pyle. He's sharing good information. I know Joe Biden was putting in an appearance. Joe Biden is a fraud and a phony who was part of the problem here. I'll explain more of that on the other side at 3:30. It is 3:27, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. We're going to share some stuff just like that. And I don't have any nifty, upbeat music for the top and the bottom, and that's by design. It's a very difficult day. And if it's not a difficult day, you may need to reexamine a thing or two, because it ought to be a difficult day. And not just the Hebrew pronunciations, by the way. The rabbi over at KBI, Knesset Beth Israel, David, good solid guy, and I like the things that he's saying, and I'm hearing in the reports, and I'm hearing some of that here, and I'm not surprised by that because I know Charles and Sarah and Gary will do a great job, but I'm amazed by the lack of other legacy media coverage, but I'm not amazed and I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed yet again, but it's just another reminder of what is and is not all that important. What you just heard is the mourner's Kaddish. When you have a death, your family in particular, but somebody else who might have importance in your life, you recite the mourner's Kaddish. By the way, that's not Hebrew, that's Aramaic. And what's interesting, the most interesting about the mourner's Kaddish is it doesn't talk about death. It talks about life. And it is the way that the Jewish people have survived for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, even in the face of terrible assaults and oppression and slaughters and the Holocaust, the Shoah. We have survived by focusing on living as opposed to dying. We have a tradition in Judaism, and I know this might very well be like a lecture. It's like a lesson on Judaism, right? Judaism 101. I'm not educated enough to do that, but I will tell you that we have a tradition inside of Judaism where we leave some pebbles on the headstone of someone who's passed away. And that really comes from another tradition that we have. When we bury the dead, we grab a handful of soil and throw it down into the grave. We throw it on the casket or the shroud or whatever it is that is being buried, however that person is being buried. So we throw a handful of dirt. Well, why would you do that? Isn't that insulting? No. It is a reminder that we do good things simply because we are commanded to do good things. Well, how does that tie into the dirt in the casket? I don't get it. Well, I'm going to explain it. You throw the dirt, and that is a mitzvah. It is a good deed. It is a favor. And it can never be repaid by that person. That person will never be throwing dirt at your funeral, will they? They're not going to toss the dirt on your casket. It is your opportunity to do something that is right and good simply because it is right and good, with no possibility of payback from that person in this world. So we focus on the living. Well, my dad passed away. Heidi and I were living in Las Vegas at the time. Harry was, as I found through the years, typical for Harry, he was late. Heidi was pregnant. Oh, man, was she pregnant. She was, like, really, like, super pregnant. And Harry was overdue. And my dad, because he always had an impeccable sense of timing, Mr. Katz did, he died. I was like, oh, really, Pop? Come on. You can't do me one solid, you know, like, hang on, or, you know what? Nothing. No. My dad decided, that's it. So what am I going to do? So I say to Heidi, well, what am I going to do? We're here. We're what, 2,500 miles away. My dad has died. My son is already late to the party. I got to go, right? I mean, what else can I do? I got to go. I have to go. I was in my 30s. It's like, you know, I've known my dad my entire life. This little guy that's coming along soon, I hope. I don't really know him. My dad, by the way, before my dad used to walk around before Harry was born with the ultrasound. I mean, he'd show it to his friends. Oh, you want to see my grandson? Here, take a look. Oh, okay, sure, sure. That looks great. Okay. But I remember talking with my mom and my brother. And I said, well, I got to figure out a way to get back there. And my mom, who, by the way, had a wicked good sense of humor. Oh, she was, her side of the family, man, humor with them, it was like a sword. And you learned how to play the room, or you didn't go to family events, that simple. But my mom says, well, what do you think your father would say if you showed up here? I said, well, Mom, Dad's dead. If he says anything when I show up, we're all in a world of hurt. And she laughed and said, yeah, okay, don't be stupid. What would he say? I don't know. I'll tell you what he would say. He would say, take care of my grandson. Oh, yeah, he would, wouldn't he? Yeah. So take care of my grandson. And that is in keeping with Jewish tradition. We focus first on the living. There's nothing more we can do for the dead. We focus first on the living. But it's not easy to always focus on the living. On October the 7th, I don't have any choice but to look at people who were slaughtered for absolutely, positively no reason, and to look at the ugliness that has followed that. It has given a permission slip to every anti-Semite, every Jew hater on the planet to attack the Jewish people. And I am doing my best not to be political today, but I am here to tell you that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are at the heart of this. They have made it clear they do not stand with Israel. They do not stand with the Jewish people. I'm going to try and stay away from all the politics, but I had to share that with you because it's the truth. And again, what I hope you have come to realize after 12 years together is I will deliver the truth to you. You may not like the truth. There may be others that don't like the truth, but it is the truth that I will deliver. I would love to have you join us. 833-804-1140, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. I say that because it is not going to be a regular show today. And there were parts of me, as I was thinking about what we were going to do, I thought, well, are there going to be people who are upset? People going, hey, wait a minute, we want to talk about the election. We want to talk about this. I understand that we're 30 days to the election here. And we have to talk about it, we have to address it, and we have to deal with it. But on this day, for me personally, it may not be the same for you, and I get that. But for me, I don't know what else I can talk about except the importance of family. And that includes the people of Israel. That includes the Jewish people writ large. That is my family. And so I am sitting here hopefully, prayerfully, offering you some insights maybe an interesting guest here or there assigned for me. I'm just going to give you this, because again, I want to be honest with you. There's some difficulties, I know, getting some of the people locked in the places they were supposed to be. Yeah, it is what it is. And so that's why I'm not saying we're going to talk to this person or that person, because we may not talk to them, and I don't want you to be all disappointed. But hopefully things will work out. Again, Chronic Care of Richmond text line. A lot of texts coming in, and I want to get to them ASAP. I promise you, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Reminder to you, first thing in the morning, my friend John Reed is here. John does an incredible job with his program starting at 6 every morning. Please make sure you're here for him. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 352, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. It is October the 7th. And it is the one-year anniversary. One-year anniversary of the slaughter of innocents in Israel. 1,200, 1,300. Now, if you go and extrapolate that out, this is Israel's 9/11, if you will. And that is why Bibi Netanyahu is so determined to make sure that he prosecutes everybody, every organization, every person involved in that slaughter. Now, you'll notice what he's done in Lebanon with Hezbollah. Hezbollah had a leader. Boom, they're gone. Hezbollah picked another leader. Boom, they're gone. Hezbollah picks leader number three. Boom, they're gone. Wait, we're going to get leader number four. No, you're not. Because the IDF took out the entire command structure, including the nominating committee for the next leader of Hezbollah. I'm telling you right now, if you get a mailing that says you may already be the next leader of Hezbollah, I would throw that out. I wouldn't even look at your pager. I would answer your walkie-talkie. Bibi Netanyahu is one tough dude. You look at him in comparison to, Joe Biden, who is a weak, pathetic man, and always has been. Bibi Netanyahu and Kamala Harris or Tim Walz, are you kidding me? 804 says, hey, Jeff, it doesn't take a Jewish person to realize the two-state solution has never worked. October the 6th proved that. I'm with Israel implementing a one-state solution. I hear you. Jeff, this is Ann from the RVA. Thank you for reminding all of us we need to stand with Israel and never forget what happened. We don't want October the 7th to become another 9/11 in that way. Yeah. Jeff, I am so sorry about the actions of people who truly do not matter in this world. Folks like Antifa, the people that have a brain and common sense, stand with you. They stand with Israel. Those hacks will get what's coming to them in the end. Jeff, my heart weeps for Israel. I happen to be a Catholic. I see Jews as our older brothers in God's family. The only thing I've seen on TV with digital antenna over my airwaves, Epoch Times, NTD News, which has had fairly extensive coverage the last couple of days on October the 7th. I've seen very little in the mainstream media about October the 7th. Our thoughts and prayers are with you and yours today, Jeff. Tony. Thank you, Tony. Hello, Jeff. This is a very profound day. 1 year after the savage attack of innocent Jews, it will always be a day to remember, and I pray for Israel every single day. Rebecca in Henrico. Thank you, Rebecca. And remember, it wasn't just Jews. I mean, it was directed at Jews specifically, right? But hey, if somebody else got caught and got hurt, no worries. People who were Druze, you got to go too. Innocent Muslims caught, you're dead. Christians, forget about it. Remember what Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, all of their proxies from Iran, what do they say? First it's Saturday, then it's Sunday. They are coming for you too, and you got to be aware of that. We're going to talk more about it as we head through the afternoon. I know it is different than it usually is. But I'm not going to apologize. It's a very, very different sort of a day today. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.